Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Lightship Capital is a $50 million fund focused on investing in companies throughout the Midwest. And those companies are led by Black, Indigenous, people of color, women, LGBTQ founders, and the disabled. So those just typically overlooked in venture capital. And we kind of invest in five key areas. That's consumer packaged goods and services, e-commerce, sustainability, AI, and healthcare.
All right. And talk a little bit about the partnership with Delta Dental to bring the venture capital fund to Detroit.
So I actually wear two hats. So not only am I a general partner at Lightship Capital, but also the founder and executive director of two great programs. One's called Hillman Accelerator and the other's called NUMMI Bootcamp. So this partnership actually brings together Lightship Capital and all of our programming, and we're bringing that to the Detroit area so that we can invest in the entrepreneurs in the region.
And Margaret, explain why Delta Dental wanted to get involved.
Well, a couple of things. First of all, we've been in discussion with Lightship Capital going back to the first part of 2020, back in January, February. We were looking at, number one, ways in which we could diversify our own business portfolio. We know that success in business requires diversification these days. We are a dental benefits company, but we're much more as well. And so looking at Lightship Capital, the fund, was a way to both diversify our investment portfolio and look for new businesses that may be worth partnering with, but also a way to be more inclusive of the diversity in the business community in the first place. So that was, you know, part of the doing well part of our mission. Now, the doing good was the recognition that if we're going to build healthy, smart, vibrant communities, which we see as our purpose, we have to also be inclusive of all the diversity in all of our markets. And so this was a way to put some skin in that game and to not just look at our corporate citizenship through a charity lens, but really through a lens of building prosperity. So to build prosperity and be inclusive, we think, is the way to make our markets the most vibrant they can be for ourselves and for our customers.
And how much did the whole Black Lives Matter movement figure into this partnership?
I'm glad.
I can answer a little bit of that, too. So, Margaret, how about you start, and I'll wrap it up.
Well, I think it just made it a very urgent matter for us. We couldn't tinker around the edges. We couldn't make the conversation with Lightship go any longer. We just had to put a stake in the ground and say, this is what our company stands for, inclusion. I would be remiss to say it didn't maybe intensify and hasten our investment.
Yeah, and as Margaret said earlier, this is a conversation that we've been having. And a portion of this investment came, you know, before George Floyd's murder. So we've been having these conversations for a long time. So this is something that has been important to them as a corporation, as a foundation, for many years. So yes, that it is important, but it's always been important that we have more equitable economies and that economic justice is really at the forefront of everything.
Vicki, could I jump in and also say, I think in Detroit, we were particularly awakened to the economic and racial disparities as it related to health. And that's our core business. And we saw how COVID just ravaged our communities of color and our low-income communities. And you can't do business in this region and not understand it's your responsibility to fix those things. And the only true fix is to help build wealth and reduce economic disparity.
All right. Glad you added that. And Candace, is Lightship a minority-owned firm?
It is. It is. I'm both the general partners, myself, and my other general partner, Brian Brackeen, who also is my spouse. We are a Black-owned firm.
All right. And now talk a little bit about what you'll be investing in here in Detroit. What's the vision?
You know, we're looking for the best and brightest, highly scalable and venture-backable companies. On the Lightship Capital side. On the programming side, we work with entrepreneurs from any vertical. So if you've got a great restaurant that we can scale, we'd love to work with you. If you've if you're just getting into it, we offer programming boot camps where for 1 week we can really dig into the idea that you want to work on. So we just see Detroit as having fantastic opportunities. We'll not only work on retaining the talent that is already in Detroit, but we are looking to attract additional talent to the region as well.
And since you're Cincinnati-based, what is it about Detroit that appeals to you and your firm?
Oh, it's the Fortune 500 companies that are there. We love to have the companies that we invest in engaging at a mentor level, at a research and development level, with the Fortune 500 in the regions that we do work. But really, Detroit is a city of makers and doers. I know that I see that on ads everywhere, but it really is the truth. I've been spending the last few years attending Detroit Demo Day and have really enjoyed meeting the entrepreneurs in the area. I'm originally from Toledo, so Detroit was kind of the backyard when I was a child. So I've spent a lot of time in Detroit, and it's really just it's the hard work, determination, and grit of the folks that are from Detroit and just Michiganders in general that I know will be really, it'll give us a great pool of entrepreneurs to look at to invest in.
How does it work? I know some people, when they hear venture capital, they, you know, kind of tune out. So explain how the whole program works.
So we offer a 1 week boot camp, and that is just simply for folks that are kind of just starting new businesses and are looking to scale up a little bit. We offer a 12-week program that is truly digging down into a company and helping them with killer issues within their company. But on the investment side, it's really, oh my goodness, there's two types of capital that can infuse lots of different capital, but there are two different types of capital that many of us know about. And one is kind of working capital from a bank. The other type is venture capital from a venture capitalist who bring in other investors to invest. So this is an investment in a company to help it grow and scale. It's really no different than a bank loan. It's just the terms are a little different.
All right. Excellent. And talk a little bit more about the Hillman Accelerator.
Hillman Accelerator is the first accelerator in the Midwest focused on supporting women and people of color. It's a 12-week program broken up into 2 6-week sprints. One is focused on a killer issue in the company, usually kind of redefining the financial model or business model. The other working on customer creation or building strategic partnerships. So that program has been around since 2017 and has invested in 12 companies over the last few years. And we'll be launching a new cohort in the Detroit area at the beginning of 2021.
All right. And when will the first boot camp be in Detroit?
That'll also be in Q1. If we sneak one in earlier, I can't say, but that'll also be in Q1.
Margaret, talk about what you see this partnership. How will it make a difference in Detroit? What's your vision when you look down the line?
Well, I don't believe that entrepreneurship has slowed down at all during the course of the pandemic. There have been unbelievably brilliant businesses that have emerged in the course of this, and I don't want to see the energy of Detroit's economic health deteriorate in any way. So this is just one more way to keep the spotlight on innovation and entrepreneurship and the role that it has played in what we used to call Detroit's recovery, and we now kind of look at as Detroit's essence, right? So we want to keep that going in the region. Southeast Michigan is where Delta Dental has its largest book of business. So we care deeply about keeping the economic vitality going in this region because our customers have to be able to sell their products and be successful, as do we. So it's about keeping the energy and the vitality in the region. It's also, for us, it's about scouting what interesting innovations that would be complementary to our business. What dental entrepreneurs are out there? What tech entrepreneurs are out there that may have businesses that are, you know, not exactly what we do, but complementary to what we do. So we're scouting for great investment opportunities as much as we are building the community up.
All right. And Delta's investment in this partnership is $1.8 million?
There are two pieces to it. The Delta Dental corporate side is giving $828,000 to support the boot camp and the accelerator. And it's in Detroit, but we're also doing boot camps in other of our markets in Ohio, Indiana, and elsewhere in Michigan. And then we have a subsidiary called the 4100 Group. And the 4100 Group made a $1 million investment in Lightship Capital Fund. And so we've got a two-pronged partnership inside of Delta Dental and then the partnership with Lightship Hillman and New Me.
All right. And the total amount, is there a total amount that the fund?
It's 1.8. It's a $1.8 million partnership.
I mean, the overall with Lightship, rather, with their investment.
Oh, the fund total, we're raising a $50 million fund.
Wow. Okay. Glad I asked.
It's the largest first-time fund raised by a Black woman in the United States. Yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel about that, Candace? That's amazing.
It's a good accomplishment. But if I look at my majority peers, they've raised significantly more even on a first-time fund. We have a long way to go as a society, but this is a great place to start. And I am incredibly fortunate that the investors who have invested in me believe in my vision and the vision of our team. So it's a humbling place to be. Here's to 20, 50, 100 more Black women launching funds.
Yep.
Awesome. And are there any projects that you guys are currently eyeballing here in Detroit?
Margaret, are we allowed to talk about that?
Well, I can't talk specifics because, you know, our legal beagles are putting the fine touches on how to do this.
Yeah.
But we are very, at Delta Dental, we are very interested in a mobile dental business that has a lot of horsepower, not only in affluent communities, but the units themselves have capacity for dentists to actually make a living serving low-income populations. And so we want to, as always, do well, but do good. And we need to do a better job serving our Medicaid population. So we're eyeballing a very interesting mobile dental business.
Anything else I want to add?
No, not from my side.
I think it's important also to highlight how you're not here today, gone tomorrow. I mean, you're putting some serious boots on the ground for this work, and you're hiring staff, and you're getting bricks and mortar where you can reside and do business and not just be remote and fly in, fly out. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Oh, absolutely. So, I mean, we're working right now with a team at Bedrock on an office location. So we will be downtown and close to the other venture capitalists that are in Detroit. We've hired a project manager who's really our boots on the ground currently. And she's working with some of our portfolio companies and finding spaces for them to kind of run their companies from. And really part of our team just finished signing a lease for executive housing. So we'll all be there. We'll all be there in Detroit and doing the work. So I don't know. It's just a really exciting time to be there. And yeah, this for us is our first expansion city. For the programming, Hillman and Numi. So, you know, we're all in and we're bringing the entire weight of our team to Detroit.
All right. Well, to Detroit.
If, If you have one more second, Vicki, the other thing I don't think we explored too much is the fact that Lightship is Midwest focused exclusively. So while Detroit is the first outreach, the fund itself is staying within the boundaries of the Midwest, which is unique for a VC fund.
That's exactly correct. It's exactly correct.
All right, great. Well, thank you guys for a great interview. Job well done.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.